Bill Wortman may have started off as a CPA, but he clearly enjoys the role of casino developer that he's morphed into. A beefy man who favors a casual open-collar look, Wortman began his gaming career in 1978 at one of the iconic casinos on the Las Vegas Strip.
My first job was as financial controller at Caesars World. I then became CFO of Caesars Palace.
At Caesars Palace, everything was done big.
We had a Caesars Palace Grand Prix. There was a Grand Prix of Monaco, the Grand Prix of Germany, the Grand Prix of, and there was a Caesars Palace Grand Prix. At that period of time, it was the location, it was a world center of boxing. I've personally done 17 world championship fights. I did Sugar Ray Leonard's first, I did Muhammad Ali's last.
But Wortman left Caesars in the early 80s, and ultimately, with business partner Bill Paulus, formed Millennium Gaming. The two men found there was another way to make a profit in the casino business, a way that departed from the extravagant and the grandiose. Millennium Gaming's newest casino is The Meadows in western Pennsylvania, about 25 miles south of Pittsburgh. With some 3,300 slot machines, it's about the same size as what might be built in New Hampshire. It's well appointed, with plush, multi-hued carpet and space-age-looking light fixtures.
Let's scooch to the middle of the casino. Table games run right down the center of the casino. Very traditional lineup of tables, blackjack, roulette, craps, mini baccarat.
Sean Sullivan is the casino's general manager. Surrounding the table games are the slot machines.
A little over 2,000 of our machines are penny machines. Now, today's market, you can bet $4, $5 on a penny machine. But a lot of them are here just playing pretty light. Our most popular games are penny machines.
The Meadows does provide a high rollers room for those who want to bet larger sums, but it makes sure that it appeals to a more humble clientele from the nearby counties where heavy industry once loomed large. Beyond bringing in performers like country singer Willie Nelson, Wortman says the casino added a bowling alley.
With the individuals that frequent the Meadows, they are more blue-collar workers that, you know, bowling is a fun activity for them.
The Meadows pulled in about $24 million in gross revenues in April, a modest dip from last year, but up from the winter months. It's viewed generally as a success, and that performance is due in part to an approach that Wortman and his partner honed in Las Vegas. In the early and mid-2000s, they built two casinos, not on the famous Las Vegas Strip, but farther out of town. Their target, the locals. Gaming consultant Randy Fine says the Las Vegas locals market can be very competitive.
That's a market in which they have to fight head-to-head every day.
Fine says Millennium wins customers by giving players better odds and giving them a good deal for their money.
The food product, rather than being built around celebrity chefs, is more around high-quality but inexpensive buffets, Italian, Mexican. The entertainment, as opposed to having Cirque du Soleil, locals casinos will have sort of lower-level acts, B and C acts, that will come through every weekend.
Another observer of the Las Vegas scene, Anthony Curtis of the consumer guide Las Vegas Advisor, says Millennium Gaming has come up with a signature method.
Their bread is buttered by the less flashy, the less shiny sort of customer who doesn't need to go to a big overblown type of casino. You know, they want to go somewhere where they feel comfortable, where they feel at home, where they know the people, where they like the promotions, they feel they're getting a good shake.
In the eyes of the group, Granite State Coalition Against Expanded Gambling, this appeal to locals raises the specter of convenience gambling, in contrast to the so-called high-end casino Governor Hassan often describes. The group notes that Millennium Gaming has seen about $175,000 in fines over the past 4 years at the Meadows. Wortman says that represents 13 self-reported instances, mostly when gambling addicts or underage people got onto the gaming floor, a tiny fraction of the millions of visitors that he says have passed through the doors. He says he's pleased with how the Meadows turned out, and the feeling there is what people can expect to see if Millennium Gaming opens a casino in New Hampshire.
It will maintain the comfortable Cheers atmosphere. That's what we do. We have that in Pennsylvania. We have that in both locations in Nevada. That's our style. We believe that style works anywhere.
Wortman feels he knows how to attract customers, but he also seems to be wary of the perception that he only caters to a local crowd. When he talks about the reach of a Salem casino, he first says a 25-mile radius, and then he corrects himself and says 50 miles or more. What he's certain about is Rockingham Park as a location is almost a clone of the Meadows, close to a state border, near a major city, and right off an interstate. It's a place where he's betting the odds are very much in his favor. For NHPR News, I'm John Greenberg.